The following poem was written by me after Susan Rosenberg and Alejandrina Torres and Sylvia Borodino were placed in isolation at the Lexington, Kentucky unit. It was an underground prison, and Susan and I talked a little bit about how a prison incarceration of any kind dehumanizes by trying to kill your five senses. The epigram is from one of Susan's Rosenberg's letters. The title of the poem is Neutralize. Poetry has been my spiritual guide throughout my incarceration. In the darkest of times, I turned to Neruda and Hikmat and Rukeyser and Ritsas and Christos and Whitman. Susan Rosenberg. They mean to kill the sentient being in me, neutralize. White, white, no poetry in white floors, walls, ceilings, white chairs, tables, sink, white. Only when I close my eyes do I see beyond the white windowless walls, remembering springtime of lacy trees lightly green against powder blue. There is silence, silence, more silence, to drown out the incessant silence. I fill my inner ear with robin songs, melodious and soothing, but how to quell deafening, non-human screeches and scrapes, sounds bouncing against the white walls. Dull smells of dead air in the cell, but through the olfactory nerves of my mind, I can tickle with the zest of lemon and the sweetness of wildflowers. Willfully bland diet aimed to erase use of my tongue. Add a pinch of salt with the taste of sweat or even of blood anywhere on my body, remembering the taste of cheese. One human touch allowed, my own arms enfold me, my fingers move over my sagging breasts, my nipples and soft parts of my body respond. They mean to neutralize, but poetry keeps me alive.